Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. But also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGP. That's B-E-T-T-O-R fantasy.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and free podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my new Twitter account for the BetMUFC podcast. That's at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. To get my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. I've just guided my clients to 102 months in a row of transparent track profit. And you can be a part of the 103rd month by signing up now. It is the best time to sign up at the start of the month because lockbetting.com diverts to a Patreon site. The thing about Patreon is that it allows me to be fully tracked and transparent because my members can comment underneath every single post, especially the profit and loss post, the P&L, where if I posted bets that were not real, that would get picked up on. If I took away bets that lost, that didn't appear on my P&L, that would get picked up on. So my transparent track record is 110% legitimate. Otherwise, my clients would pick up on it due to the transparency of the website. The only problem with it is that the billing cycle sucks. You get billed as soon as you sign up. So if you sign up now, you won't get until the 5th of December. You'll only get till January the 1st. Same goes if you sign up for the, say, the 20th of December. You'll only get 11 days of content and you'll get billed again on January the 1st. So it's whenever you sign up in the month of December, that's when you're going to get billed. So why don't you get as much as you possibly can, get the maximum out of the month before you're billed again on January the 1st. Get all of our soccer plays, including that hectic Christmas period for the EPL. Get all of our combat sports plays. There's plenty of boxing and UFC this month. Get all of the NBA plays. We are playing NBA every single day, including props. And of course, get in on the end of the NFL regular season. We are cashing weekly in the NFL. We have 10 winning weeks out of 12. And some of those weeks have been absolutely massive. In fact, I would say 9 out of the 10 winning weeks we've had have been absolutely dominating. And that includes dominating with our NFL props as well. So that's lockbetting.com. Sign up for the month of December. Sign up as early as you possibly can. Moving on with this week's edition of Scamessa Italia, we begin with a 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon as AC Milan hosts Salernitana. They are the 1-5 favourites to win this game. It's 6-1 on the draw and it's 12-5 on Salernitana. AC Milan got back on track with an easy victory in midweek, and I think they'll continue the winning here. I don't see Salernitana scoring in this game, so I think this is going to be back-to-back clean sheets here for AC Milan. They're available at 6-5 to win this with a clean sheet, AC Milan to nil. Salernitana have scored just once in their last five matches, which is why I like the play. While in addition to that, they've actually only scored six away goals this entire season. Milan bounced back on Wednesday, as we said, after losing consecutive games, and they have won 5 of 7 at the San Siro this season, and they have managed to score 14 goals in those games. So I think this is going to be comfortable. I think Milan will get a clean sheet. I think that will help them cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line as well. But comfortable afternoon here for Milan as they continue to win at the top of the table. Up next, we look at what is the game of the week as Jose Mourinho hosts his former team Inter Milan. Inter Milan come to Roma and they are the 10-11 favourites to pick up an away win here. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 13-5 on Roma. It's going to be very difficult to see Mourinho getting Roma into the Champions League. They're just not good enough. They just don't have good enough players. They're not great at the back and they don't have too much going on up front. Yes, they're very, very good at home and they find a way to beat inferior teams. But when it comes up against the top teams and travelling away from home as well, they had a very, very poor result away to Bologna. I think this is going to be their Achilles heel and I just don't see this team getting into a Champions League position. I think Atalanta are going to be the team that finished fourth this season and I think it's going to be because Roma don't do well in games like this. This Inter side are unbeaten in 10 matches in all competitions, winning 8 and drawing only against AC Milan and Juve. Inter have scored the most goals in Serie A this season, 36, and have created the highest number of expected goals in Italy as well. Roma have lost 3 of their last 5 Serie A games, and as I said, they are losing to superior opposition, which is what Inter Milan are. I like Inter Milan to win this game here and hand Jose Mourinho yet another defeat. Up next, this game you could argue is the game of the week in Italy as well. They're certainly in higher league positions as Napoli host Atalanta. Atalanta here are the 17-10 underdogs to win in Napoli. It's 5-2 on the draw, and Napoli are the 6-4 favourites. Napoli blew a 2-goal lead against Sassuolo, and this is a team that defended so well earlier on in the season. I lean towards there being goals in this game. There's actually a lot of value here on over 3.5 goals at plus money here at 6-4 plus 150. But I'm happy just to take the over 2.5 here in this one and just lay a little bit more juice. I just don't see how we don't see 3 goals in this game the way these two teams have been attacking and defending lately. And that's available at 4-6 minus 150. Atalanta have actually seen 10 of their last 13 games deliver over 3.5 goals. And Napoli and Atalanta have scored 32 Serie A goals between them in 15 games so far this season. Napoli have conceded 5 times in their last 3, having only conceded 4 in their first 12 Serie A games. And for Napoli, over 3.5 goals have been scored in each of their last 3 games as well. So this is a really strong play here on over 2.5 goals. And I think this cashes for you in this game on Saturday night. I think this will be entertaining with goals at both ends. I think Napoli will find a way to edge out Atalanta, but I'm certainly not going to be on that play here when the statistical data supports a high scoring game here in this one. Up next, we move on to Sunday's games and we start with that 11:30 a.m. kickoff that we have in Italy every single week as Bologna host Fiorentina. Bologna are coming off a win against Roma and they are slight underdogs here at 17-10. It's 23-10 on the draw and it's 6-4 here on Fiorentina. Fiorentina, we speak about this often, are one of the most inconsistent teams in Italy and it's always difficult to know what to do with them. I think this could be a situation where there's value on taking Bologna here as a pick, as I don't feel they'll lose this game because Fiorentina seem like a team who win a game, lose a game, draw a game, win a game, lose a game. They seem to be all over the place. They can't really get any kind of run going. Bologna have won 4 of their last 5 Serie A games, including each of the last 2. And I think Fiorentina represent weaker opposition than who Bologna beat last time out in beating Roma. They have also won 5 of their 8 home games this season, scoring 14 goals. And Fiorentina have alternated between winning and losing throughout their last 8 games and have lost their last 4 away games here. So there is pretty decent data here to take the underdog, taking him here as a pick, because you have the protection of that pushing if this game ends up being a draw, which it could easily be, because these are two teams who are evened out by the fact that this game is being played in Bologna. So that makes it a pretty even contest here on Sunday morning. Up next, you see Spezia at home to Sassuolo, where Sassuolo are the even money away favourites to win this game. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 9-4 on Spezia. Sassuolo have had some very good results this season, and they've had some very bad results this season. They certainly are a very difficult team to handicap throughout this season. They should win this, but they should have won a lot of games this season that they didn't. Spezia have only kept 1 clean sheet all season, and they've conceded 34 goals in 15 games. They have the worst defensive record in Serie A. Sassuolo are on a run of scoring twice in each of the last 4 games and averaged 2 goals per game on the road so far this season. And Spezia have lost their last 3 games, conceding 8 goals. So I'm going to take Sassuolo here. They're a decent away team. They've won at Juve, they've won at AC Milan, and they really should win at Spezia. And this is a decent price here on Sassuolo to get this win at even money here in this one. Up next, we see Venezia versus Verona, where Verona are also the even money favourites for an away win here. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Venezia to get the home win. Venezia are struggling this season, and Verona have had a pretty decent season so far, but they dropped some bad points in midweek, so therefore it's difficult to take them here. I think there's good value on this one being a draw. The draw in this game is available at 5-2. Verona have lost 2 of their last 12 league games, though they failed to beat the bottom 6 opposition in both of their last 2. So whereas they look like there would be easy points on the table, Verona have failed, which is why I will be taking the draw here in this game. Verona have not won away from home in Serie A, drawing 4 of the last 7. Another reason to take the draw, they seem to be racking them up. And Venezia's last 3 home defeats have come against the champions Inter and lowly Salernitana and Spezia, although they've enjoyed results against the likes of Fiorentina, Roma and Torino. That is the model of inconsistency there. Therefore, that's another reason why we'll be going for a draw here in this game. Gives you good value here at the price of 5-2. Up next, we move down to the 5 o'clock kickoff, where Lazio are travelling to Sampdoria. Lazio are the 6-5 away favourites. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 23-10 on Samp. Lazio blew the lock for us last time out, although they didn't. If you're a client over at lockbetting.com, we were able to hedge that game at a massive price. We didn't really deserve to get that hedge because Lazio played poorly for large periods of this game. They were actually down by 2-0. They then got back in it. They were then down 3-1 and then found themselves a way to get back to 3-3. They then went down to 10 men, and then Torino went down to 10 men, and Lazio ended up going 4-3 ahead before conceding a goal in the 97th minute. And because of that 97th minute goal, we ended up getting a massive hedge on the game, and we ended up winning more money on the draw than we did on the lock. So that's a reason to sign up over at lockbetting.com, because your lock lost and we ended up making more money from losing the play that we initially gave out, because via the in-play group over at lockbetting.com, we were given a substantial hedge on Lazio. We only had to hedge £15 overall to win a lot more money than we did from the initial play, which was Lazio to win on the money line. This team are very, very inconsistent. They've been very good at home, but they weren't even able to win a home game in midweek. And now they come away here. They're playing against Sampdoria. Sampdoria have been poor throughout the season. They are a team who look like they could be getting relegated, but it's very difficult to take Lazio away from home. Therefore, I'm simply going to go for the draw. Lazio have only won 1 of 7 away league games this season, and they've conceded 17 goals in those games. Both teams have scored in 6 of Sampdoria's last 7 home matches, and both teams have conceded 29 Serie A goals between them in just 15 games so far this season. 12 of Sampdoria's last 13 games have featured over 2.5 goals, as have 11 of Lazio's 15 Serie A matches so far this season. season. You could take both teams to score tacked on with the over if you want to get this to plus money here at 11-10. But for me, I think this is a very simple play on over 2.5 goals. And over 2.5 goals is available here at 4-6 minus 150. And given the data, I think there is value already here on that play. Up next, we look at Juventus at home to Genoa. This is the late game on Sunday night where Juve are the 1-4 favourites to win it. It's 19-4 here on the draw and it's 11-1 here on Genoa. Juve got themselves a much needed win in midweek, but they're going to need to go on some kind of serious run if they want to have Champions League football next season. I do think they'll win this game against Genoa. This is a good opponent for them to face. Genoa are on a 12-match winless run in Serie A, and they failed to score in all of their last three games. Juventus's last five league wins have all been to nil, so they haven't conceded a goal in any of those games. And Juve have won the last five head-to-head meetings against Genoa, all played within the last 2 years. So I think Juve win this game. They should do it comfortably, would keep in a clean sheet. Juve have had such a poor season that despite this data, you're getting clean sheets here for Juve at plus money. So Juventus to win to nil here is available at 6-5 plus 120 here in this game. And that's what we're going to be taking here for the late game between Juventus and Genoa. We are a couple of games short this week. That's because they take place on Monday. They aren't of significant importance, so I haven't bothered adding them to the show. Empoli versus Udinese and Cagliari versus Torino. So we're going to go straight on to our lock. Now, I really like the play for Lazio and Sampdoria to go over. But at some point, you have to think, when you defend like this, when you can't hold a 4-3 lead in the 97th minute, you'd think that Lazio go back to the training ground and sort out their defensive issues. Now, inevitably, they are going to be an over team. They are going to be a both teams to score team. Sometimes sorting things out is only temporary when you don't have the players on the pitch. But you would think that they would make a super effort to be better on the defensive side of things when they travel to Sampdoria on Sunday. Now, looking at the statistical data, I still think this game goes over and I probably will be playing over at lockbetting.com. I just don't know if I can commit a unit to it when I see a team defending as badly as Lazio did in midweek. You have to think there has to be some pride there. You have to think that the manager sees that and they go back onto the training pitch and they make some adjustments to make sure that they don't concede and they don't play as badly as they did on the defensive end. So I do think it's a great play. I just don't know if it's a one unit play. It's just a little bit scary for me when you're looking at professional footballers going back to their training gown and making preparations for the next game and making sure they don't do exactly that, that you think they would come in with a mindset to avoid doing exactly that. Now, I'm not saying that they won't concede a goal here. I'm not saying it's not a great play. If they concede just one goal, that's good for the play and that's an improvement on conceding four. I'm just skeptical about taking it for an entire unit here as the lock on the show, because for a lock, there should be no doubt about it. When it loses, there should be a massive element of surprise, as there was when this game ended up 4-4 in midweek. So therefore, I'm going to go in a very different direction with the lock. I'm going to go with a parlay this week. The first selection is going to be Inter Milan as a pick. You know they're available at 10-11 on the money line. So if you take them down to a pick, that gets you down to 1-2 minus 200. And I'm going to pair that up with Juve. They're available at 1-4 to win at home to Genoa. So that's 1-2 minus 200 paired up with 1-4. I cannot see Roma winning that game against Inter Milan. And likewise, I just cannot see Juve not winning this game on the money line against Genoa. They cannot afford to drop any more points. Juve are in big danger of dropping. Well, they're already out of the title race. They're already available at 25-1 to win the league. Now it's just a case of, can they salvage their Champions League hopes? Can they finish in the Champions League positions this season? They look way off the pace and they're going to have to go on some kind of serious run and they cannot drop points, especially in games like this. Okay, when you have your head-to-head clashes, when you're facing your Napolis, your Atalantas, your Inter Milans, your AC Milans, it's more acceptable to drop points in those head-to-head matchups. But in this type of game at home to Genoa, a team that you usually beat easily, this should be an absolute banker, which is why we're adding it as our banker play here along with Inter Milan as a pick. So once again, your lock here on this show is going to be a two-tier parlay. It's going to be Inter Milan here as a pick at 1-2 minus 200, paired up with Juve on the money line on Sunday night at home to Genoa, which is available at 1-4 minus 400. That two-team parlay actually pays out at 22-25. So if you put £100 on this, you'll end up with 188 with an £88 profit. So that's it for this edition of Scommessa Italia. Don't forget to check out all of the additional content, including the EPL show and BetMUFC. And of course, in midweek, we will be breaking down the final round of the Champions League. We'll be looking at match day 6. You'll get the key game show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, and over at lockbetting.com, you'll get every single game covered, a separate podcast for Tuesday with a separate lock and a separate podcast for Wednesday with a separate lock. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.